Good morning, America.
And Canada.
And England.
And Europe.
And Africa.
And Antarctica.
And Australia.
It's really early and I'm drinking coffee.
Listen, this is kind of accurate though because I release these episodes really early in the morning. So it's almost like we're there with our smuts when they press play.
Sure. So just think about our groggy, disgusting, unbrushed faces.
Mouths stinky. Eyes crusty. Hair frizzy. Smut.
Smutty. Welcome to another episode of
Anatomas Book Club.
If you ever wanted to hear what our morning voices were like,
welcome to another episode. Good morning, precious. It's time to eat some smut.
Yeah, we're still drinking our coffee. It's not really that early.
No, but it's early for us.
Yeah.
To a working professional, it's not early.
To two idiots.
To do unemployed, you're not unemployed.
I have many jobs.
To two gig workers, it's not the it, but it's kind of
not the it.
It's kind of snowing outside. I saw a snowflake.
I don't think it's snowing. I think there's snow.
I saw one snowflake.
Oh.
But it pissed snow yesterday in Toronto.
Yeah, it truly did. I love your delusion.
It's 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What did you dream about?
I actually dreamt about an ex, and that's probably an issue.
Wait, who was it?
I dreamt about Cashew.
Aw.
And that he... Nothing. And that he came back and was, like, apologizing and, like, I want to take you on another date. And I was, like, get out of my face.
Yeah, not him also causing you stress in your dreams.
Oh, God. Like, get out of my nightmares. And then... he kept like being persistent and kept coming back and I kept being like, no, go away. But I kind of liked it.
So, you're like a man who's persistent.
Yeah.
Only in my dreams.
Only in my dreams. That was my nightmare. What was your dream?
It was pretty vivid, but I forgot it now. Dreams go away so quickly. It's crazy.
I don't think Dharma's ever remembered a dream. She'll wake up.
Don't lie. I've told you my dreams.
No, one nightmare.
I've told you so many dreams.
You're usually like, I had the craziest dream. What's it about? I don't remember. That's usually the go-to.
I've told you so many dreams.
What did you tell me about?
Don't ask me questions I don't know the answer to. But I know I've told you about my dreams before.
Yeah, I'm sure. We started this episode and Dharma said, make it quick. So that's the vibe for today.
No dilly-dallying.
No dilly-dallying. But, well, like, I don't really know if I have a question yet.
What's the craziest sex dream you've ever had?
Oh, okay.
Speaking of dreams.
I actually don't. I don't really remember. I'm pretty sure that I had a sex dream about someone that I was like working with, but I like hated. And then I woke up and I was like, why did I have that?
Mm.
I hate those.
Yeah. Because
for some reason you're like so turned on in the moment and then you wake up and you're like, what was happening in my brain that they like, wanted that?
Gross.
Yeah. And it wasn't like even a hateful sex thing. It was like nice. Oh. I woke up being like, no.
Yeah. Bad brain.
What about you?
I don't really have sex dreams, to be honest. I remember having my first one. It wasn't that crazy. But I remember when I had my first sex dream, it was in high school. I dreamt about like a guy friend that was in our group. And I was so like, not Justin.
Yeah. Not Justin.
Not Justin. And I like told one of my friends and she was like, oh my God. But it wasn't that crazy.
It usually is about someone that you know that you don't want to have a sex dream with.
Yeah.
It's like, why am I dreaming this?
Why does your boy do that?
I don't know. Probably depression, suppression, obsession.
Actually, yeah. Psychology.
Well, I am Freud.
You know, Freud's being debunked.
Yeah, I love that,
though. Everyone's like, this man, no.
It's because everyone started going to therapy and they're like, you know what, actually, this doesn't make any sense.
I've never, ever wanted to fuck my mom.
But that's so inaccurate. Everyone wants to fuck their mom or their dad.
That might be the one thing that Freud got right.
Yes. I think that anyone could pick up on that, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're attracted to what is safe to you. And yeah. For the most part, parental figures are safe.
The people that took care of you growing up.
For the most part.
Great. So, speaking of that.
Yeah. Do you want to fuck your mom or your dad more? Who do you feel more safe with?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that. What book are you going to read?
Yeah. Speaking of unhinged.
Oh, no.
I don't know where to put my
coffee cup.
Put
it on the book. Smart. Like, we care about these books.
Oh, my God. Show some respect.
Do you care?
I always care.
Dharma has so many books. When we moved into this new place, I was like, never again will I carry this many books into an apartment. Like, you shall do this from now on.
Yes.
It was so heavy.
Yeah.
I think it was like 6 containers.
Yeah, well, I had like spread them out so that they weren't all in one container.
So then everything was heavy.
Yeah, everything was heavy because it had like a layer of books on the bottom. But I own now over 300 books, and that's not for the podcast.
We love an obsession.
Yeah, mama. Okay, so the book I have this week was also a listener suggestion.
Oh, okay. We love it. This whole season is just listeners.
We got so many suggestions the past year.
Yeah, we did.
It was amazing. Love it. Yeah. We want it.
Is this Shrek?
No.
Are we doing Shrek? Are we doing Swamped? Is that happening? Because we've been suggested it so many times.
Yeah, like truly like 17 times.
Yeah.
No, it's not Shrek.
Oh.
Well, now you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Don't put that on yourself.
I signed myself up for that. This is me in every point of my life.
Mikhail's like, I want Shrek porn or I want to die. Yeah. The book I have this week.
Yeah.
Also couldn't tell you who suggested it. Don't ask me.
I love this. From now on, we need to start writing it down.
The book I have is called Unhinged.
Oh my God. This is the one where they have sex with a door.
An erotic door romance.
Yeah. I remember someone suggesting this, but like a really long time ago. This was like during season 2 or something.
No, no, no.
Really?
Yes.
This is terrifying. The door says 69 on it. It's white with dark. We've never had that before.
Never seen it.
Vera Valentine.
It's by Vera Valentine.
That's terrifying. I don't like it. It's a real skinny book and I don't trust skinny books. Why are you skinny?
Skinny penis.
It looks like it's bought off of Amazon. Yeah. And I do see the keys dangling. An erotic door romance. This is funny because last episode we talked about inanimate objects that we would fuck.
Oh my God. Wait. Look at the spine. There's hinges on the spine like it's a door.
Wow, that's so
I just noticed
artistic.
That. I like it.
That's so many things. I'm scared. Okay, my bet is that she's gonna have sex with the doorknob, obviously. And then like... she's probably gonna like wrap her legs around the side of the door. Like if you open the door... the side of it and then like wrap her legs around it somehow and just like hump it real good.
Like in a fetal position?
Yeah. Think about it. Door open.
Okay.
You on ground. Legs wrapped. Pussy thrust in.
How's it getting on the knob though if you're on
the ground? No. I'm just, this is separate.
Oh.
She's already fucked the knob.
Oh, I see. This is a separate event.
Oh my God. She's going to like get on her knees and put the knob in her mouth. I'm scared.
Okay.
I'm so terrified.
This is the back.
I would never look at a door and be like, sexy. Like, well, maybe.
Yeah, don't knock it before you try it, Mikayla.
If I get that lonely, like off me.
Okay, look at that door.
No, I have been looking at my door. But the French doors are more sexy.
It's true, they're
more sexy. What kind of a door are you fucking, like you know the one with like the flap that the dog can come through?
Or like a screen door?
A screen door. French doors, regular door.
You know what
I'm
fucking?
Nice old with a knocker on it.
Oh, revolving door. You're just on a merry-go-round.
What kind of door you fucking?
I'm just thinking of the different kinds of doors.
No, I love it. Okay, so fuck, marry, kill.
Automatic door.
Oh.
Okay, this is the back of the
door. He knows how you like it. Press a button.
Press the button.
Press my button. Knock my knocker.
Someone's been watching Tana closely, but he's a lot closer than she realizes.
Her door is watching her? Shut up. No.
From intimate moments to lazy afternoons on the couch, he's secretly seen it all and fallen for her along the way.
She's unwell. She's not okay.
The problem is that someone else is watching too. What? And his obsession with Tana is a lot more dangerous.
Wait, does she have a peeping Tom?
When a man claiming to be her front door enters her dreams to warn her about an imminent threat to her life, Tana initially chalks it up to her weird late-night snacks.
Oh, is this why you asked me about my dreams?
No.
Oh.
I didn't.
Okay.
But she rethinks things when her earnest visitor insists he's also ready to protect her in exchange for one hell of a favor. Can her inhuman companion save her from the worst of humanity, or is it too late for both of them?
Imagine being so unwell that you have a dream about your door trying to save you and you believe it. You're like, you know what? I have to fuck my door. Imagine being so unwell that instead of going down and cutting a tree, you beg a Christmas god to give you coal in exchange for 10 bleeding bears.
Why are you stuck on Christmas?
I will never get over that book. That was so psychotic. Go cut a tree down.
That was months ago.
I will never get over it. Where is she getting 12 swans?
Okay, this is what happens in this book.
No, I don't want it. Tana's Do you think that the book is skinny? Because it is a door. And that's why they put hinges on the side.
Skinny penis. So Tana is being stalked by her landlord. Her landlord is a rapist and a killer.
Did she not pay her rent?
I don't know her life, but... Okay. He's... So the door one day... Okay, I don't know where to start. The door...
I think we should just end it. I don't think you should start anywhere.
Okay, one of our smuts suggested this.
No, I like it. For every door that closes, another one opens.
The door is sentient.
You're reading...
Mikhail just put her headphones in the coffee.
It's wet.
It's wet. No, it's a wet.
It's probably karma through. For making fun of door smut.
Don't yuck a yum.
I'm yucking.
Yuck yucking. Her door is sentient, so it has thoughts and feelings. And
no
it
one can doesn't. See.
It can see.
She has schizophrenia. So she's unwell.
Oh, no. I think the reason the door is sentient is because it comes from like a magic tree. The wood of the door.
Yeah, he has like, wood.
Yeah, it was like a ancient magic tree that was cut down and made into a door. And now it's alive.
In an apartment?
Yeah, in an apartment building.
Okay, what in the Narnia is this?
Yeah, so... Tana or Tara? Tana, yeah. Her landlord is a rapist and a killer. So the door witnesses one day the landlord dragging a girl's body into the woods.
What? You know, as a tree?
No. No.
How is the door looking outside?
I think it's like motel style apartments.
Oh, I see.
You know, like how it's open outside?
Sure, sure.
So the door can see both ways, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, Michaela.
Sorry. I like that this door is a better man than any human I've ever dated.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't speak of this, though.
No.
He sees the landlord and is like, knows that the landlord has been sneaking into Tana's apartment and like smelling her underwear, stealing them, going into her bedroom and shutting the door.
I don't get smelling undies.
Yeah, me neither. And then one day he puts a drug in her orange juice.
Oh, my God.
So, like, he's planning on doing the same thing to Tana. Like, he's going to kill Tana.
Is he cute, though?
The landlord?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's, like, an old, creepy, scraggly pedophile.
Okay. So, it's, like, not 50 Shades of Grey.
No, no, no.
Don't drag me into that forest.
No. It's Criminal Minds.
Sure. Without Goobler.
Yeah. No gooby goobs.
No gooby goops.
So then,
yeah,
an angel visits the door.
What? but like an angle. Did you read it wrong?
No, actually, he didn't come from it. I just remembered why the angle comes. Because he didn't come from a magic tree.
Oh, okay.
It's the god Hermes. It's the Greek god. It's Cupid? God. Okay. Yeah, it's the Greek god Hermes, the messenger god, the one with wings on his feet. Why gotta
bring God into it? Oh, not Cupid.
Not Cupid.
The little one that flies.
The one that flies. He has a little hat.
Okay.
Yeah. He visits the door and is like, I'm trying to, Zeus is making me make amends for all my past wrongs.
What?
He's like, one day I fucked a tree. And so I had a baby who was a sentient wood.
What? You're fucking with me. Is it April Fool's? You're fucking with me. What is this?
I'm not fucking with you.
You know what? I could have believed a magic tree. But now a flying tiny man fucked a tree?
He's not tiny.
Well, he usually is depicted as small.
No, that's Cupid.
No, but also Hermes. Anyways, I don't like it. Like, think about, like, Hercules. Hermes is in it, and he's, like, this tiny little one with the glasses.
Okay, that's one thing.
That's the only depiction I have.
Yeah, so basically this door is half god. He's a demigod.
I gotta go. I think we've reached a point on this podcast where there's no more that I can give.
It's taken too much.
Yeah.
So Hermes says to this door, he says, I'm trying to make amends for my wrongs. I think it's sad that you're a door. You can't do anything with your life. So you can become human if you have sex.
What? I'm picturing a man talking to a door.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, it's okay, door.
Yeah, 100%. This is what's happening.
Maybe all of our doors are alive.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of that?
Yeah, I haven't actually. Maybe this one's been protecting me my entire life.
Are you Dorbalist?
Probably. Dorableist.
So basically, if this door wants to become human, he has to get fucked. So
what?
Hermes puts the door. He's like, you have one chance tonight to convince Tana to have sex with you.
Okay. Oh, there's a time limit.
Yeah.
Time crunch.
Time crunch. So he's like, you're going to go in her dreams tonight. So he puts the door in her dreams, but he arrives as a man. The door in Tana's dreams is a man.
Why am I jealous? Why does she get a good man?
Yeah.
If you had to fuck a door to get your dream man, would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be choosy about the type of door?
No.
Okay. This is an all-time low. This is so psychotic. This is unhinged.
Oh, this is literally unhinged.
The title of this episode is unhinged.
Yeah. Where was I? You interrupted me so rudely.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's in Tana's dreams and okay. He said, there's a man after you. He's gonna kill you. Please, I am your door. You have to fuck me so that I can protect you. I am your protector. That's what he says in the dream. He's like, I'm your protector. I protect you always, because he's in love with Tana.
Sure.
And she's like, this is so crazy. How do I know this is real? And he like says some things about her that he's seen her do. And she's like, oh my God. Okay. So she wakes up.
Babe, it's your subconscious. Of course he knows what you're doing.
Freud?
Freud's being debunked.
So that's kind of where we're at.
I feel unsafe. But you know what? Maybe doors are the ultimate protector.
Yeah.
But actually, maybe that's wrong. I think locks are the ultimate protector.
You can fuck a lock.
Anyone can come through.
Unless it's locked. Unless they got no arms.
Yeah. Or if it's like,
doors are ableist.
Johnny and like fucking.
Oh, yeah.
With a axe. Would you fuck our door? Like Have you fucked our door?
Our new apartment door?
Yeah, it's freshly painted.
The knob's kind of one of those weird ones. Like, how'd that fit in my vagina?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like, it would be like a duck penis. Like, so weirdly.
So painful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the thing that he says about her to make her believe that it's him, he's like, I've seen you with your shivering blue stick.
Oh my God, her vibrator.
Yeah. She's like, what the hell do you know about my shivering blue stick?
Babe, it's your subconscious. I can't with this woman. Oh, I titled the episode Unhinged, but the book is called Unhinged. I forgot. I was like, I'm so smart and witty. I just looked at it. I'm like, oh my God, it's literally the title. That's so stupid. It's too early to be recording.
She can't think.
I can't. I'm unhinged.
Anyways, he's like, I love you. I love you. Randall's a murderer.
Randall, it sounds like handle.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
That's so awful.
Okay, here we go. Strapping in, mama.
Does anyone read this to like get off? There must be at least like one human out there that really wants to fuck their door, right?
If it's you, let us know, because no judgment. We just have questions.
Yeah, I want to know how. Like, do you mount it? Do you like climb it and get on top and like mount? And then, like, rub.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're, like, swinging on top of the door. Your head almost at the ceiling.
Yeah. So adventurous.
Rubbing that clitty.
There is a woman I saw in My Strange Addiction that does that to... It's some building that she's, like, really into. And Whoa. She goes and she's, like, today is the day I'm going to lose my virginity. And they, like, film it. And she's, like, stroking the pole of, like, on this building.
Wait.
And then she mounts it. I sent it to you.
That's so invasive. Why would they film her doing that?
Yeah. Also, where's the consent?
Yeah. Like, leave
her be. For the building.
written consent.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Statutory. Okay. Here we go.
Where do you think that stems from, wanting to fuck inanimate objects?
Let's ask Freud.
Okay. I love a debunked man.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. She woke up from the dream. She talked herself into doing it.
This woman is an idiot.
At least she's getting off.
I guess. At least she has someone that loves her.
At least she has a protector. Tana let out a shuddering breath, her eyes settling on me cautiously. It's the perspective of the door.
Okay.
It's first person of the door.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I'm just going to clean and we'll see what happens. Jesus Christ, am I seriously talking to a door? Girl, you do not explain yourself to inanimate objects. This is insane. You're officially nuts.
Yeah.
At her own declaration, she burst into a fit of wine-tinged giggles, laughing until her cheeks bloomed pink and she gasped for breath, sliding the stool away. She's drunk. She had to get drunk to do this.
Well, yeah, that checks out.
Surprising me, she lurched forward and squeezed the trigger on the bottle, suddenly dousing my knob in a mist of cool, tingling liquid that made me groan inwardly with pleasure at the sensation. Wrapping my round brass protrusion in a soft cloth and a firm grip, she started polishing my knob with slow, smooth strokes that stirred something deep in my wood. Her features were soft and sensual as she concentrated on her work, her thumb slipping over my raised lock ridge through the thin barrier of the cloth, almost teasingly.
This is so disgusting.
I watched as her lips parted softly, her forearm muscles flexing as she twisted her grip slowly, methodically, an erotic echo of what I'd wanted her to do in the dream.
I don't want to clean anything ever again.
You're like, what if this mirror is inanimate and yeah. I'm just rubbing its clit?
Yeah, actually, though.
Long moments later, Tana leaned back to survey her work. Taking another step back, her gaze trailed up from my threshold with a frown. Okay, well, if I'm going to do something crazy and stupid, I'd rather keep it between us and not bring the ER into things.
What?
She's saying that she doesn't want to get an infection. She doesn't want to bring
health. She's going to put a condom on it?
No, but she just cleaned it with a liquid.
But also, that would also not do well. Like, if you're, like, Mr. Cleaning your vagina, that's not good. Yeah,
you need a pH safe.
Yeah.
You need a not chemical cleaner.
Just warm water, babe.
A natural cleaner. A soap?
But not even.
Tana stared at me for a long, pensive moment, then spun around, making her way to the bedroom. When she reemerged, she was fully, gloriously nude. I was so transfixed at the sight, it took me a moment to notice she was clutching a few things in her hands. She nibbled at her bottom lip, eyes shyly avoiding me as she laid the items carefully down on the small entryway table. A bottle of some kind of clear liquid. A small, shiny gold square with perforated edges. Her shivering blue... her vibrator, which currently lay still. Right. Okay. Well, I'm either about to get more kinky than I ever thought I could, or I'm kissing not a frog with not my lips and breaking some kind of weird curse. She took a shaky breath, grabbing the shiny square and bringing it to her mouth, tearing it open with her teeth while her eyes stayed fixed on my knob.
Oh my God. That whole time I was like, what kind of sex toy is square?
You are right. She's using a condom.
It's a square butt plug.
Safe sex.
Yeah, safe sex with your door.
Safe sex with your door.
I'm going to have an aneurysm. I don't like this.
It feels weird to be talking to you, but I mean, I'd rather you know what's up. I'm taking your cameo in my recurring nightmares consent, but if I'm wrong, I don't know, like jiggle in your frame or something. She snorted.
It's not alive.
Michaela, it is alive.
Your door isn't alive.
It is alive.
Five alive.
She snorted a laugh, pinching the bridge of her nose with her free hand under her glasses and staring up at the ceiling. I've definitely fucking lost it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it'll make a good story in group therapy when they toss me in an asylum. I was stunned and unbelievably excited. While I could occasionally make a very small movement in moments of heightened emotion, I took care not to jiggle in my frame, as it would have sent the wrong message. I wanted this. I definitely wanted this. The shiny square fluttered to the floor, and some sort of long, slippery-looking translucent sock hung in Tana's fingertips. She stooped down, a look of concentration on her face as she gathered up the length, as I'd seen her gather up hosiery while getting dressed, slipping it over my knob with gentle, easy tugs. It's not that I think you're going to knock me up with little trapdoors or something.
Knock it's that- me up? I don't like it.
It's that I only trust Lysol so much and doorknobs are kind of germ magnets. No offense. Hopefully that doesn't fuck with the mojo, but I don't need to explain a UTI from this. Once she'd encased me, she stood in her glorious nudity, hands on her hips, examining her handiwork on my knob. Her brow furrowed as she took in the height, eyes drifting up and down several times. Right. Well, Moments later, she'd hauled the soft, oversized ottoman over from the couch area, shoving it up against my base with a cushioned thud. She nodded with a smug expression, reaching over for the small bottle she'd brought from the bedroom, opening the top with a click. Cool, dripping moisture cascaded down my knob, the strange covering still allowing the temperature to bleed through. Once again, Tana's hand enfolded my prominent sphere, twisting around without engaging the lock. It felt incredibly pleasurable, so much better than the fleeting turns of entering and exiting.
This is so weirdly specific that, like, Vera Valentine must have done this. Pull the ottoman over. Make sure it's lubed up. Like, it's too specific of a door fucking for this to not have happened.
You gotta say something, Vera Valentine?
Yeah, I need her to answer for her war crimes.
Her war crimes?
This is psychotic. You know, like, it is that thing where, you know, the suction cup
dildos,
and, like, people, like, put them on a wall and, like, fuck themselves or, like, on the ground, fine. But this is kind of in that realm. So, like, it's not far off. I could 100% see someone doing this.
Michaela, there's 8 billion people on the planet. Absolutely a percentage of those people have fucked their door. So,
Vera Valentine has fucked her door. This is crazy, but not as crazy as I thought it would.
Are you warming up to it?
No, I know. No, I don't want to fuck my door.
Okay, whatever you say.
No, I don't. Well, like, no. I'm just kidding. No, I truly, that's not it. Okay. But I can see it happening, and that's scary. I want to look up on Pornhub, like, door fucking.
Let's do it.
It came up. Doorknob porn videos.
Oh my God.
Is anyone actually fucking a doorknob? No, it's just a lot of penises and crevices.
All right.
They tricked us.
We got bamboozled.
Doorknob. Oh, people are doing, like, the posts on their beds.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of it. No doorknobs, but definitely bed knobs.
Bed knobs? Bed knobs for sure.
That's really big, though. And a lot of the videos were anal. That's terrifying.
Whoa.
That's a big circumference.
That's a big pop.
Not that!
That's how it's gonna go. Like, because it goes back to small. Boop.
Yeah, it's that like would be an anal so bead. Hard
to get out.
Can you imagine being stuck on your bed frame?
Oh my God.
Could you imagine it comes off into your ass and then you can't get it out? Like, you know how some of them like twist?
Girl, I'm picturing it.
Yeah. Because like mine, when I was in high school, my brother used to
your
steal
asshole
them.
Or your doorknob.
No, the knobs on my bed.
Your brother used to steal them?
Yeah, because they unscrewed.
What a narc.
I know, like what an idiot. But when we were really young, he used to unscrew them and hide them in the house. And I would be so mad.
Yeah, that's a breach of privacy.
Yeah, so then they were unscrewed so many times that they never like actually went on properly anymore.
What's Freud got to say about that?
Don't fuck your bedpost.
Was there like how did you discover that you had sexual urges?
What? How did we get here?
Well, I'm thinking like bedposts, like that's very like
phallic, sure.
Well, it's like when you're like in middle school, you're like, what happens if I rub up against my bedpost? I don't think I've seen that happening.
Yeah, I didn't do that. That wasn't something that came to mind.
Yeah, like it wasn't, you didn't hump your pillow or something?
No. I kissed my hand. Does that count? I used to practice kissing on the back of my hand.
Yeah.
I watched the grapefruit video of the woman giving a blowjob.
Not videos.
Oh, okay. Me? I don't think I ever humped.
What big mouth story was your sexual awakening?
To be honest, I wasn't crazy, like, sexual when I was young.
Wow.
I kissed the back of my hand. I just went to, like, full touching myself. I didn't, yeah. like, I wasn't, like, humping door frames.
No.
I wasn't Jay from Big Mouth. I had no pillow that was falling in love with me with pillow babies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Yours was a faucet.
Mine was a faucet.
Yeah. That was your inanimate object. Yeah. That was your first love.
It was the water. It was the water coming out of the faucet.
Yeah. But it was the actual faucet itself. It spoke to you, right? You
it
stroked
came to
it.
Me
you
in
were
a
like,
dream. It's a demigod.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of Poseidon.
Of Poseidon. Not that.
Tana climbed atop the large rectangular ottoman, stretching out on her back and bracing her bare feet against my back as she twisted the bottom of her vibrator. She began to slide the tapered tip of the toy into herself, watching me with a half-lidded, sultry expression as I watched back in hungry fascination. Flashing a grin as if she knew she was being observed, she ran the silky sole of her foot down the edge of my frame as more of the blue length glided into her.
Could you imagine being this DeLulu that you're like, my door wants to fuck me? Like, this woman is sitting there staring at her door being like, yeah, you like that? I think that's the next level of it all. Like, fine, lube up the knob and fuck it. Fine. How many knobs do you think you've touched that have had a vagina around it?
Michaela, don't ask dangerous questions.
That's my question.
I'm about to be locked in a loony bin. I don't
think about how many doors. And they definitely don't Lysol them. They probably get off on their juices just on their man. They're like, don't touch my man.
You know, ooh, maybe there's something to this. It's kind of nice calling all the shots.
Yeah, because it's an anime lounge.
An anime new man. The soft hum of the toy grew louder, then softer, as she worked up a slow rhythm, her eyes sliding closed with a groan. Why is this hot? This really shouldn't be hot. Her ass raised a few inches off the cushion, chasing sensation with a soft gasp. She sat up abruptly, leaving the vibrator to hum and shiver on the ottoman surface, as she smoothly flipped to rest on all fours, her ass now facing me and my glistening, waiting knob. Dropping her chest and cheek down to rest on the soft fabric, she tensed at the first cold kiss of my lubricated, wrapped doorknob against her hot cunt. Digging her fingers into the edge of the ottoman for leverage, Tana held her breath, rocking back to slowly impale herself on her front door. Oh, God, it's so big.
I want someone to walk in right now. Oh, my God, if someone was twisting on the other end. Wait, but maybe that's kind of hot. No, Michaela, just use your sex toy.
Do I need a spray bottle?
Do I need a spray
bottle? Do I need a spray bottle to spray you?
Probably. I'm feral. No, this is crazy that we're making fun. Well, I'm making fun. You're just there. It's crazy that I'm talking smack about inanimate objects, but we fuck our sex toys.
We fuck our sex toys. It's no different.
Well, maybe a little bit different. Do you think people put condoms on their sex toys?
I'm sure some people do, yeah.
Is that a thing that people get off on?
Well, I don't think condoms are especially sexual or a kink, but I'm sure some people think that. I'm sure some people do it just to be extra safe.
From themselves?
Yeah. Or from wherever they keep their
thing. I guess. You can just wash it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do, but yeah. My reasoning is there's 8 billion people on the planet. Someone's going to be doing something.
Okay, if you put a condom on your sex toy, please send an email to notmothersbookclub@gmail.com with a photo of said condom wrapped toy.
Dick pics only.
Yeah, exactly. And this counts.
Oh God, it's so big. I don't know if I can. She fumbled, patting under her for the still humming vibrator, resting on a shoulder to bring it up to her clit with a groan. Her body relaxed at the additional sensation, knee shifting to press her fully onto my knob, giving a startled gasp as it popped fully into her. Oh, holy Wait, shit.
Make that sound where you, like, pop your mouth. I regret it. Take it back.
No.
Do it the opposite. Pop it back in. Ew.
Oh, holy shit. That's weird. Big, too. Nice, but... Okay. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Her hips tilted at just the right angle, sending the rounded edge of my thick knob bumping up against something sensitive inside her.
How is it long enough to touch her? That makes no sense. I know. I keep looking at my doorknob. I feel like I'm sexualizing my door and I don't like it.
Your poor door didn't ask for that.
No, he didn't ask for it. I don't know why it's a key. Yeah, it's
really not. A knob isn't long enough, I don't think. Unless she has a short channel of love.
Maybe.
Unless her spot is...
Right there.
Right there. Lucky her.
But is that lucky? Because when you have proper sex with a human...
True. The penis wouldn't reach there.
Yeah. All right. I guess she's built for door sex.
You know what? She was made for
this. She's built different.
She gushed around me with a keening cry, tightening and fluttering in a hard orgasm that left lube and arousal coursing down her thighs in rivulets. Tana choked a scream of pleasure into the upholstery below her, darkened with saliva like... They missed a space. That's why I'm confused.
Of course they did.
Darkened with saliva, like the wells around her knees already were with her pleasure.
How wet is she?
Apparently soaking.
How wet is she?
After long moments, she clumsily rose up on her hands, leaning away from me with a slight wince over her shoulder as she slid away. A lurid, wet pop of a sound accompanied our parting.
I don't like it.
And she rolled onto her back to smile lazily up at me, her voice husky with satisfaction. Well, it looks like I'm just kinky and you're still a door. Damn, I am way more kinky than I thought I was. God, that was good though. Screw it. I'm going to eat more of those fucking popsicles before bed.
What?
I don't know. She's looking...
Doesn't even care.
She likes popsicles. That's her thing. I don't know.
Okay. Sugar before bed gives you weird nightmares.
Like door nightmares.
Yeah.
She snickered, sliding off the ottoman and stumbling down the hall with a blissful expression. Halfway to the small room with the shower, she spun around and made her way back to me, pressing a kiss below my peephole.
Not his peephole.
His little peephole.
What do you think that is? His anus? Or she's kissing his eyes?
I don't think we need to assign human attributes to a door.
I think we do. The hinges are the arms. That's it. I don't have any more.
Sorry. Don't mean to bang and run. Hope that was good for you too. Now I need a shower.
But isn't he going to turn into a human?
She laughed loudly at herself, patting my frame and heading back down the hallway. End of sex scene.
But I thought it was like Princess and the Frog. Why didn't he turn into a human?
He does.
After this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Next
she comes out of the shower and he's like a human.
There's like a man in her room and she has no door. There's a naked man in her living room.
Wouldn't this be the craziest scheme? Like, for a man to like put this into your brain, this is like cult. Like, there should be a documentary about this. Like, the doorman. And he's literally the doorman of the building. And he keeps tricking women into fucking their doors.
How would he put a dream in their brain, though?
He, like, just like, talks about it.
Maybe hypnotism.
Yeah, he puts, like, he gives them popsicles that make them want to fuck their doors. And then he, when they're in the shower, he takes the doors off the hinges and he's just there.
He's just standing there.
That's insane.
It's a pyramid scheme.
It's a door scheme.
Okay, what are you, were you turned on?
Or? This is crazy. No, I wasn't turned on. At first I was like, this is psychotic. And then I realized this is possible.
We've read Dinosaur Smut. Like, what's new?
I think on a range from like fucking a leprechaun to like a door frame, this is the most logistical one. Everyone has one.
It's the most realistic.
This is crazy. No, I'm not turned on, but you know what? Well done.
We always talk about drinking the Kool-Aid.
I drank it.
It was drunk. Vera Valentine was the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, she did well. Like, I can't give this anything more than a 4. Like, maybe it's... maybe, but 4 rhymes with door.
Oh my God. It sure does.
But it can't be a 4. We gave The Deal a 4.
We gave a hockey college romance a 4.
Yeah.
We can't give a door sex scene the same rating.
Yeah, but she did cry, so.
Of happiness.
Yeah. Crying, door fucking.
Same level.
No, I think it's like a 2. Right? I don't know. Like, what are, don't give me that look. What do you want to vote it?
It's a 10 out of 10, baby.
That's psychotic.
No, I'm kidding. I'll give it a 2.
Yeah. I really was sexualizing my door this whole time.
Yeah, and it's right in your eyesight.
It's right there. And I had to like avert my gaze. Like,
I'm also looking at all these lights on your wall that look like knobs.
Don't assault my lights. I don't like it. I'm thinking.
Now I'm looking at all the objects in your room being like, could someone have sex with that?
Like, probably. You could probably have sex with anything in this room.
If you try hard enough.
Yeah.
If you just believe.
Yeah. Door sex approved.
Stamped. We did it.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Okay. What are the odds that you would have sex with your door? What situation would need to happen that you put your pussy on a doorknob?
I think it would have to be something that my partner really wants to watch me do.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'm like that depressed. But also, I would just buy a sex toy.
Yeah.
Like, I would just fuck my sex toy. But if I was with someone and they were like, you know what would be so hot? If you put that doorknob in your vagina and I tried to jimmy it on the other side. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
With a partner,
the
door could open and close.
Oh, my God.
It could jostle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's kind of like that sound where it's like, well, what's that one? She's like the blonde girl and she's like, no. Well, no,
darling. Oh, yeah. Like, isn't that Brittany Broski drinking beer?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that that would be the moment. That would be the reason.
Right. That's a valid reason. All right.
What about you?
The same.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
I'll text your boyfriend. Don't worry.
Thanks.
If you like this door smut, you can follow our Instagram at Not Mother's Book Club. We're probably going to do a poll so you can show us how disgusting you are by telling us what kind of door you want to fuck. If you don't want that to be public information, you can send us your response to our email, notmothersbookclub@gmail.com. Or you can probably just go watch our TikTok where I'll probably just fuck a door for fun.
Oh my God. You should cut a grapefruit.
And put it on a door?
Put it on a door.
I literally have grapefruits. I could be the door grapefruit girl.
The door grapefruit lady.
I love that. So follow our TikTok.
See if she not your mother's does book it.
Club. You can also join our Patreon, and we read outrageous books, and we call you by name, and you're like our children, and you pay us because children should pay their parents for their crimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For their emotional damage.
Yeah, and like vagina damage.
Because you're fucking doors.
Yeah, because ripped anuses. Anyways, bye.
Have a great day.
Or don't.
I hope you look at doors differently now. Actually,
think about how many people have fucked that doorknob.
Actually, as you're going around your day today,
smell every doorknob.
Don't smell it. Just take pictures of doorknobs that you see, different doorknobs, and send us some crazy doorknobs that you see.
Yeah, would you fuck it?
Yeah, just be like, here's a crazy doorknob.
Yeah, rich for her pleasure.
Send us pictures of the craziest doorknobs you see today, because we want to know if someone's fucked it or would fuck it.
Or would you?
Or would you fuck it?
Would.
Wow, my voice sounded crazy there.
Yeah. Okay, we're done. On that note, we're done.
Go fuck a door.